everyone. All the imaginary stories tend to have some truth mechanic to them, and it is not always the point of a story. Sometimes it is its driving force. In our modern society, we must look to modern things that capture that. In older cultures, things aren't that much different. I mean, Galahad or King Arthur is just Iron Man or Superman. If a hero needed a weakness back then, it would be witchcraft, having been put under a spell or something like that. Today, our culture has evolved and we have kryptonite, nanobots, and whatever makes this story go. And ancient stories are not an exception here at all. In Australian Aboriginal culture, the dreaming or dreamtime, sometimes best thought of as everyone, represents a time when heroes with supernatural abilities walked the earth. The reason why these things emerge across cultures is because we experience heroic transformations ourselves. We hardly even think about it. As a 10-year-old, we look back to when we were 5 and we see that we are more. In our mid-teens, we look back to the kids we were when we were only 10. The way we comprehend our growth is as a transformation. Be it the transformation into a superhero or the transformation of a stranger like Kal-El into a human boy, or the secret wish to be like the heroes that used to walk the earth and have these mighty supernatural powers, it is a dream rooted in our own experience of growing up. It is human, all too human. Now, our early transformations come from our brain developing. Our brain keeps developing into our 30s and beyond. But as we mature, as we learn more, we get good at abstracting things, summarizing what we need, and throwing away the stuff that does not yet make sense, such as biotechnology, neurology, or combinatorial genomics. Which is part of the reason why we should only read or listen to books that we love, because we will need to return to them dozens and dozens of times as we get wiser and wiser. As a young person, you may think that nanobots are the technology of the future. But that has been done. That's biotech. Technology that is even more relevant to us, because it is what powers us. But it is really, really, really good to start with Tony Stark's more primitive and simpler technology, his nanotech Iron Man armor. Those of us who are interested in tiny robots will actually transform interests from cartoon technology and simple robots over to biotechnology and perhaps combinatorial genomics. It is good to start with simple dreams and fantasies, so as long as we keep going forward and up. And here we arrive at the force behind the transformations. It is a force that enhances our brains, our decision-making, our abstract thinking, and our dreaming. That force is knowledge. There are beautiful great beings out there that spark and fuel transformations that awaken adults even, and from decades-long slumber. The act of awakening is much simpler than what it takes to trick people away from education or to force them to read just one book. This is because transformations call to us. And transformations are always for better. You almost never catch it happen, but it is easy enough to recognize a wise philosopher studying the human condition. Some are fascinated by technology or biology. Others will be fascinated by philosophy, by search for and love of wisdom. But they all go higher. And that age-old transformation is not just about a path to their own enlightenment. Because eventually, great thinkers begin speaking out, begin influencing the world for the better, healing the world, and advancing our world. The transformations we find in imaginary stories are pretty silly when compared to the knowledge and wisdom-driven transformations that great beings go through. The world that is in the background of a made-up hero is a really tiny world. Real heroes rise in the real world, a world of 9 billion voices. They understand that their greatest superpower is the power of explanation and inspiration, the power to help others grow all the way up, so that they may become great beings too. Clearly, the day the world becomes united in peace is the day when all human beings recognize that they must grow all the way up until they become wise and great beings.